My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Hello, 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 and happy Friday. Yo, welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. Woo! We made it through another week. Tyrants. It's Friday. You know, in life, when you're feeling, you know, down. Because you haven't eaten anything, start trembling, starting to get a little shaky, a little shake-eye. That was me all day. I almost met Jesus Christ. Jesus Christo. I've been shaking, trembling. And no, I'm not talking about shaking my ass. I've been shaking, literally, trembling, about to pass away, pass out, hustle away, muchacho, straight to the ground, like an MMA fighter. Shablam, bam, death drop. That's been me all day because I didn't eat. I didn't eat all day. I've had a busy day being an influencer. What can I say? Just so many things to do, so many people to see, so many places to go. And in that journey, I forgot to eat. I forgot to, you know, nourishment and strengthen. I am having a stroke, but it's probably because I'm malnutritioned, malnourished, sleep deprived. Homosexual. No, you guys, I just was so busy all day. And talk about malnutrition. I was shaking. I was running around town just, you know, kind of being an it girl. And the only thing I had was iced coffee. And if there's not anything more homosexual than not eating and only having an iced coffee and then going into an anxiety attack, that's the most actually homosexual you can get. And that was me all day. So I get back. You know, I had a lovely day, busy day. I went to the Tezza gallery, gorgeous. Yes, everyone go update your Tezza app. The new Tezza cam is in there. It looks like real film, no editing, just chef's kiss, 10 out of 10. They are having an event in West Hollywood this weekend. If you guys are around, Saturday, Sunday, come hang. I'll be there. Details on the Tezza page. I also went to Sandro Paris, which is like a really, really amazing brand. And they let me take out some selects for Coachella. They let me come and pull some stuff. So yeah, I'm kind of knit girl. I'm kind of like the girl of the moment. And everyone wants me at their event. Everyone wants me to come to their store. And I'll come. Don't worry. I'll fit it all in. But what I won't fit in is eating. Now, they had delicious coffees at the Tezza Gallery. And I knew I hadn't eaten yet. And I knew it was maybe not the smartest decision to have a Red Bull for breakfast and a coffee for lunch. I knew that that was maybe going to be an issue. But they had also little pastries at this Tezza Gallery situation. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a coffee and I'll maybe get some banana bread. Because that'll hold me over until I leave this event. Sorry that I'm the most popular girl in the room. And I had a coffee in one hand and a slice of banana bread in the other hand. I never got to the banana bread. I was there for 3 hours. And guess what? Chitter chat. Look over there. Come over here. Talk to me. I'll talk to you. Let's talk together. Let's talk about Coachella. There were so many conversations, so many people I knew, so many, you know, faces that I just love to see, love to squish, love to chat, that I'm not going to be in mid-conversation with a gorgeous supermodel or a lovely influencer that I haven't seen in years and be stuffing my face with a slice of banana bread. All I could do in the breaks of, you know, yabbing, the few moments I actually got to shut my mouth and let the person respond to me, not Jose. Don't worry, I didn't let Jose respond. In those few moments is when I would get a sip of coffee. I would take that straw, stick it in my mouth. Delicious iced coffee. Thank you. Now, like I said, Red Bull for breakfast, iced coffee for lunch. The banana bread never made it to the mouth, never made it upstairs. Ding. So, you know, the drive home, I'm just, you know, really pondering about all the amazing conversations that I had at this gallery and really just driving with a smile on my face. Jose and I talked on the phone the whole way home. We were talking about people that we saw and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I walked into those doors. I walked into Termite City, otherwise known as Thai French headquarters, Venice, California. When I tell you, going down, 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 down. I'm going down, yelling timber. I was about to hit the floor. I started shaking. I started trembling. I started to go, oh, Jesus Christ? Jesus Christo? He is risen? Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Ty. I'm a homosexual. Hopefully you'll let me in upstairs to heaven because I'm about to die. I'm about to meet my maker. I was so hungry. All that to say, you know when you're at that level, you get to that point and you're so starving that you'll just take about anything. You will take about anything. The only thing I had in my refrigerator, because you guys know I don't grocery shop. You guys know I don't cook. You know, sue me, Postmates, love ya. Biggest sponsor over here if you want to sponsor the podcast. I had some leftover mashed potatoes and gravy from a previous California Chicken Cafe order that I had had, which you guys know I love the chicken Caesar wrap. It kind of got out of hand. I really had to pull back and look at my life at a glance and decide if I want to be the person that eats a chicken Caesar salad wrap from California Chicken Cafe 2 times a day for 8 days in a row. I don't really want to be that type of person because that type of person is severely OCD, severely mentally unstable, and probably bankrupt. So I didn't want to be that person. And a few of you guys called me out when I posted a screenshot on my story about the California Chicken Cafe Uber receipts. And a lot of you guys were like, sir, it says 2 items in the cart. What's the second one? And guess what? I just told you by accident. Yeah, that's right. I was getting a chicken Caesar wrap and a side of mashed potatoes and gravy. And guess what? I'm not that proud of that statement. I'm not that proud to be eating mashed potatoes and gravy for lunch. Not that I have anything against it. I just, you know, I decided Coachella's a week away. The Coachella bod is what it is. Am I right? You're going to get what you're going to get and you ain't going to throw a fit. And there's going to be some skins involved in my outfits. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. It's going to be 95 degrees in the desert and I'm going to have a sweaty pussy because there's going to be no breeze going on upstairs because there's going to be two layers of Skims Spanx on underneath all my outfits. And I'm just going to need you guys to, you know, respect that decision of mine. But anyways, I had some leftover mashed potatoes and gravy. And let me tell you, it was too far gone. That wasn't enough. I ate them. I gobbled, swallowed me so fast. It didn't help. I was shaking. I literally was about to pass away. My cholesterol was low. I was about to, you know, my insulin was low. I needed something stat. The only thing, the soonest thing on Postmates.com, Chick-fil-A. What did I do? Or 2 Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwiches, no pickles. I ate them so fast. I'm also not proud of that decision because, so yeah, the only things I've had today is a Red Bull, an iced coffee, mashed potatoes and gravy, and 2 spicy chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. And I don't need you to tell me that that is disgusting and that I am a sleazeball because guess what? Nothing you can say can make me feel worse than I already do. There's nothing worse than being so hungry, so starving. Starving, they're gonna pass away. And then you just stuff your face anything in front of me. I would have eaten this end table. I would have eaten this microphone. I felt like I was on no, I'm not gonna say that. I was hungry and you know, I ate a little too fast. And now I feel like call the doctor. I'm expecting a baby. I am the Virgin Mary. It's a miracle. It's also a girl, and I'm having twins. Yeah, so if I wasn't stressed about my Coachella outfits before the mashed potatoes and the 2 chicken sandwiches, trust me, that layer of Skims might just went up to 3. So if you feel me, you know, trying to catch my breath, it's because there's currently 2 chicken sandies and a bucket of mashed potatoes and gravy in my stomach fighting each other. And yeah, anyways, needless to say, I've had a great day. I've had a great day. I can't wait to show you guys what I got at Sandro. I am so pumped because I think I maybe talked about this on the podcast before, but I had reached out, you know, this company said that they were going to send me something for Coachella. And then, you know, it knock, knock, knock on heaven's door. Coachella's 1 week away. It was coming up close and they hadn't responded to me. And I was so worried. And I was like, I was already planning on this outfit. And so, you know, this maybe stays between us, tyrants. I ended up just ordering the damn fit. I ordered it online because I was like, I'm already set on this outfit. I'm just going to bite the bullet, pay for it, whatever. Then homegirly, BFF, love ya. She finally got back to me and she was like, oh, go into the Sandro store today and pick it out. So I got it. And obviously I got it as PR. I got it as a gift so that I can tag them on Instagram. So it's free. And the one that I purchased will be going back immediately. The second that it is delivered, it will be right back. Return label. See you later. Because I would like that money back in my bank account. I would like that back money back in my bank account. Because, woo! Talk about me and Jesus. Me and Jesus. I'm about to meet Jesus. After the absolute bankruptcy. The absolute... the absolute loss of funds. The absolute misappropriation of assets that I have gone through in the last month preparing for this festival weekend, which is precisely 7 days away, 1 week away. The countdown begins. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Festival, festival, festival. Shot, 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 bus, club, next place. Camp Rat is 7 days away. And, you know, if there's going to be one thing that I'm judged for when I meet my maker, when I go back to Jesus or Cristo, it's going to be the amount of money that I spent on this weekend. And for what? I mean, probably because it's the best week of my life. I have no regrets. But this year, I hadn't yet gotten any, you know, partnerships or any ads or anything, which normally I do. And that kind of, you know, pays for the weekend. And then I get a write-off to some stuff and whatever. And this year, I hadn't booked anything. Ladies and gentlemen and non-binary community tyrants all across the globe, I would just like to give you a moment to give me a round of applause because the last minute, we made it. We made it. I booked two partnerships for Coachella and it paid for the weekend plus some. And I'm just feeling blessed. I'm feeling blessed, grateful, and don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams, ladies and gentlemen and non-binary community. And not only did I finally get some ads for the weekend, also, I ended up getting the outfit for free that I paid for so I can return that. I'm just feeling blessed. You know what else I got? And guys, I'm not trying to be braggy. I'm just, you know, I come on here and I complain a lot, okay? You guys got to know. I come on here and I bitch and complain and I whine. And no one likes to hear someone whine all the time. So I'm going to accept my little wins, okay? And I'm also going to share with you guys my little wins. But I've been in this industry Oscar and 7 years ago. Did I ever figure out who wrote that? Absolutely not. I really hope it wasn't Martin Luther King because I think that that would be inappropriate to quote back to you guys. I want to say it was Abraham Lincoln, but I think it still had something to do with, you know, civil rights. So I don't know. Anyways, 4 score and 7 years ago. What was I saying? Fuck. Oh, how beautiful and blessed I am. I've been in this industry for a long time. And the way that I have been so thirsty, I have begged for the attention of brands for so long. And this week, I got a gift. I'm sorry for the pause. I'm trying to catch my breath because the chicken sandies and the mashed potatoes are fighting each other. Wow, it's going to be a long week. Anyways, just a particular brand that I'm a huge fan of that I wear a lot sent me a little gift. They sent me a watch. Now, this isn't just any watch. Tick tock on the clock. This watch is from none other than Versace. Ah! What? Excuse me. I'm gonna need to take a step back and turn up the radio and listen to what I just said. Versace, as in Gianni, Donatella, Versace, straight from Italy, fresh off the boat from Italy, sent me a watch. If you would have told me 10 years ago when I started this gig, even 5 years ago, 2 years ago, if you would have told me, you know what, hold on to that dream and be a creator and be a creative person and whatever, blah, 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 follow your dreams, because one day Versace will be sending you a watch. No, I didn't get paid for it, because, well, I don't give a rip. I'm on Versace's radar. I'm on the radar, okay? The way I'm absolutely gagged, I'm gooped. I am so grateful. I am just truly wanting to share this little win with you guys, because I really do feel like I complain a lot, and I focus a lot on the negativity. You guys know that was one of my resolutions, to stop being negative and, you know, really focus on the positives. And wow, I'm just so freaking pumped. And with this job, like, I do get a lot of PR giftings, and I just never want that to get, like, unexciting. And every time a brand reaches out to me, or a PR company reaches out to me, and they say they want to send me stuff, or even going and picking up stuff for Coachella from Sandro, I was just like, wait, what? You're going to let me take this $1,000 leather jacket? And what? That is so nice. That is so nice. And I'm just so grateful. Fast and Furious is grateful as well. We made it very far in the podcast episode without hearing anything from outside. So once again, a blessing. No, but really, I wanted to come up here and brag and say that I'm a new Versace watch owner. And don't you worry. I'll be posting it soon on the At Ty French Instagram channel. If you guys want to, you know, stay tuned for what it looks like. It's gorgeous. It's navy blue. It's heavy. It's so sexy. And I never was a watch person in my entire life until I did a partnership with Tag Heuer, which, if you guys don't know what Tag Heuer is, it's like up there with like Rolex. And I didn't know about that. I was never a watch person. I didn't care. But when someone offers you a $7,000 watch, guess what? Knock, knock, knock. I'm a watch person now. And I'm starting off so spoiled. My first watch I ever had was a $7,000 watch. Okay. One time I wore out to a bar, and someone came up to me and said, oh my gosh, I love this watch so much. I actually used to have it until my Uber driver held me at gunpoint and stole it from me. Keep in mind, I'm drunk at a bar when this person is telling me this. That's not really the type of stuff that you want to hear when you're wearing the watch and you're drunk and you're going to have to take an Uber or a taxi home. Needless to say, I don't really wear that watch out anymore if it's late at night, or if I do wear it, you know, out to WeHo and it gets late and I have to, like, you know, go find a car or something. It's going in the pocket. Don't you worry. And it is insured. So don't come for me, ladies, gentlemen, non-binary community. The non-binary community would never come for me to steal my wallet. I mean, my watch. So that's up for the straights, okay? Don't do it. And now I'm just adding a Versace watch to my collection. I'm so sorry. Okay, enough bragging on that. But just know, it is gorgeous, and I will be sharing that with you guys. And also, okay, this is kind of a weird, this is how my twisted brain works. And it's really not good. Because I do get a lot of stuff gifted to me, I do, you know, when I do pay for something, if I'm like buying a new bag or whatever, I justify the price because I'm like, well, I got all this other stuff for free. I didn't have to pay for it. And so this is nothing. And if I would have bought all that other stuff, I would be even poorer. But I can't afford the one thing anyway. But guess what? That's how my twisted mind works. That's how my twisted, sick, OCD, Chanel-loving brain works. Because, yeah, the Bottega Veneta glasses that I wear to Coachella, I did pay for. And I'm not proud of that. Though they were 80% off. So they were only like a $250. Once again, the chicken sandies and the mashed potatoes and gravy are really taking my breath away. Let me catch my breath. Oh my God. Oh my God. Talk about me and Jesus. Talk about me and Jesus Cristo. So when I went to get this beautiful watch that I got from Versace, sized, because obviously if you guys have ever had like a watch with like chain links or whatever, you gotta go get a size, because I'm just so skinny and my wrist is just so dainty and tiny and girly that I needed to get it sized. I needed to get some cufflinks off. And I don't know how to do that. I don't even know how to set the damn clock. I don't even know how to read the fucking clock. Sorry. So I took it to a watch store, a jewelry store, and had him do it. First off, didn't know he was going to charge me $35. No, I'm not trying to be complainy or, you know, cheap, because obviously I just got a freaking $4,000 watch for free. I'm not going to complain. I only had to pay $35. Okay, I'm sorry. If any of you hoes come after me and say I'm out of touch for this, don't even, because guess what? I know this is out of touch. This ain't my life, okay? I'm just as shocked as you are. And this is a win for all of us. This is for the tyrant community. If any of you guys want to borrow the watch, let me know. I'm just kidding. I'll never give it to you. What was I saying? Oh, I took her to this watch place. And he was like, okay, it's going to take me like 20 minutes. Do you have like some shopping you need to do? It's in this like plaza. And I was like, no, but I'll walk around. It's gorgeous weather. I'm just, you know, living life. I'm so happy. Versace sent me a watch. So I'm just having a really good day. And so I was walking around. And what do I see two doors down? Dun, dun, dun. European wax center. Now, I don't know what preconceived notions the tyrant community has on their rat king, on me. I don't know if we've talked about this. I don't know if we've talked about my body hair before. It's a sensitive subject. I got back hair. You heard that right. I got back hair. And that moment of silence was for a moment of silence about the back hair, but it was also to let me catch my breath because the mashed potatoes and gravy are really doing a number on me. Anyways, so Coachella, it's coming. It's coming, and I'm not going to have hairy back, hairy shoulders, hairy neck at Coachella. One of my outfits is like a slinky, like spaghetti strap situation. And I don't want to look like Harambe in a dress with a hairy back. R.I.P. Harambe. We miss you every day. So I was like, wow, I've got 20 minutes to spare. I'm just going to see if my good luck streak is, if my good luck streak is going to serve me again. If I'm going to strike out today, and I'm going to go in European Wax Center and see if they have a walk-in. And guess what? Not only did they have a walk-in, I had the nicest waxer, whatever you call her, a beauty special. What is that called? A waxer? Esthetician? I had the most lovely lady waxing my back, waxing my shoulders, getting all that gross hair. Because guess what? I'm so pale. I am so pale. If you Google basic white man, I show up. And my hair is very dark. Contrary to popular belief, every time I have my natural hair, people are like, oh my gosh, did you dye your hair? Even Tessa, Jose, every time they see me lately, Jose asked me the other day if I dyed my hair dark. No, I've had the same hair color for the last 22 years. 22? Well, if I add up all the years I was blonde, 22 is probably right. me thinking I'm still 22. Dalulu. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh my God. The Red Bull and the iced coffee. The brain cells. They're running low. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, my hair's really dark. So my body hair's really dark. And so in the winter, when I'm really pale and I don't have a spray tan on, ooh, you can really see it. It's really not a sight to see. It's not cute. And she was so nice. She was so gorgeous. She ripped all that hair off. However, in the winter, you know, I'm not taking my shirt off. I'm definitely not taking it off at the gym. Hello. When I tell you, the gates of heaven, I'm knocking on heaven's door. Jesus Christ is right there. I'm reaching my hand up. I see the light and I'm waiting for him to pull me up because I forgot the feeling of 110 degree wax being spread across your back and then ripped up like you are tar on a brand new street. I forgot what it was like to have the feeling of hot black tar ripped up out of your skin. Time and time again. My neck, my back, my pussy and my crack. I'm telling you the pain that I was feeling. I was sweating. I didn't think I was, you know, getting a wax, so I probably smelled bad. I hadn't showered yet that day. RIP to the girl. She was so nice, but I was going to, you know, maybe go lower. I was maybe going to do the crack. Not that any of you guys want to know about my crack hair, but, you know, we all got it. Everybody got crack hair. Sorry. Sorry to burst your bubble. I know each one of you listening has a little crack hair. And as a homosexual, as someone in the gay community, some guys like a little crack hair. Some guys like a little hair. Some people don't like, you know, just bare, smooth bodies. And I'm one that, like, I don't care. Tell me your preference. I'll do it to you, baby. But guess what? Ain't no man going downstairs. Not anytime soon. Not anytime soon. So I spared her. I spared her that situation. And after feeling the absolute pain and suffering from the back of the neck and the shoulders, I'm glad I didn't have her do my hole. Because guess what? Woo! Yeah. That's all we're going to say there. But yeah, I about met Jesus. The neck was the worst part. I have her do my neck. Like, I hold my hair up and I have her get all the baby hairs because it's just not cute. No one wants a hairy neck. And no one especially wants a hairy back. Thank God mine's not like, it's not like really bad. I mean, it's bad for, like, you know, me. I would never walk around with it. But I have friends who have hairier backs. I'm not going to name anybody. Nick back. Sorry. He is going to kill me. He's going to kill me. But I had to say his name to, you know, help with the bingo cards. If you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, one of the tyrants made a bingo sheet for episodes about things that I talk about all the time. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I will be posting it to the feed immediately. Well, not actually immediately, but really soon. Because I need to make one. I'm going to make a different one because I need to add some things. So keep your eye out for that. I don't know. Need to be. I need to be posting that soon on my Instagram feed. Finally, I got that out. Jeez. Anyways, I thought it would be fun since Coachella is a week away. And you guys, I am well aware about how annoying I am about talking about Coachella. Coachella is my Met Gala. Coachella is my wedding. Coachella is my children. Coachella is my anniversary. Because guess what? I don't got a husband. I don't got kids. I don't really care about my birthday. And this is the one time a year I get to let my freak fag fly. I meant my freak flag fly. And I just get to have a ball of a time in the desert with my friends. And I just love it. It's so fun to dress up. And I'm aware that it's annoying. I hate to be that person. But guess what? I'm that person. And I'm not going to apologize for who I am. So you're either with me or you're not. And I hope that you guys are still with me. But it's almost over because we've got, you know, I'm going to take you down Coachella memory lane today. And then Coachella this time, but this time next week, I'm at Coachella. So you're not going to be hearing about that. And then you're just going to have the recap episode. So you know what? It's almost over. I know it's like nails on a chalkboard, but I really hope you're not over it because today I really thought it would be fun to take you down Coachella memory lane. I did this on my Instagram stories the other day and it was so fun to sit back and reflect on it. So I thought I would, you know, take it one step further and bring it here to the tyrants. Okay, the first year I went. Let's rewind the tape. The year's 2016. 2 years at high school. A fresh little baby boy. Under 21, not of drinking age. Just merely a child, excited for the world, excited for the music festival. Excited to experience the desert for the first time. I went with Billy and I, day ones, ride or dies. I also went with my two best friends that are twins, Maddie and Macy, who I've probably talked about here a little bit, but I need them to come on the podcast immediately because they are the funniest people ever and truly some of my most feral times, not even drinking feral, just absolute, the most adventurous times ever have been with them. And we gotta come on and have a story time. Anyways, so it was basically the four of us. We went with a few of their other friends from Colorado, but it was mainly the, you know, the squad. We were all besties in high school. I lived with Maddie and Macy for a little bit after high school. And Maddie and Macy were honestly kind of my intro into pop culture. Like, they really loved pop culture and still do. And like, we were just obsessed with everything. We were eating everything up. Like, this is when I'm talking 2016, like, Vanessa Hudgens is the queen of Coachella, which, speaking of Vanessa Hudgens, I might be meeting her next week. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to get anything, you know, whatever. It's just going to be an event. I don't know. We'll see. It's the night before I leave for Coachella. We'll see if I even make it, but I'm only going because the possibility of meeting Gabrielle. I mean, just anyways, 2016, the headliners. I actually don't even remember all the headliners. I know it was Calvin Harris, but who else? Let's see. 2016 Coachella lineup. It was Calvin Harris. Oh, no wonder I don't remember. LCD Sound System and Guns N' Roses. Mama, ain't nobody going to see that when they're 17 years old. Wait, how old was I in 2016? Unfortunately, I was not 17 years old. I think I was 20? 19? 19. I was 19. Calvin Harris. Guys, let me just paint the scene for you. 2016. Guess who Calvin Harris is dating? Taylor Swift. This is Bleachcella era. And once again, I'm really exposing myself here. I think I'm just honestly a fraud and a faker and honestly a hypocrite. And I'm sorry. And I did apologize to Taylor Swift last week. But remember when I went to the American Music Awards with Tezza and then we talked about it on the podcast after and Taylor Swift was there and like the second she was there, I like sprung up out of my seat and I was freaking out and Tezza was like, you're a fraud. You're a fake. You say you don't like Taylor Swift, but then you were freaking out. And it's like, okay, of course you're going to freak out. It's like, I'm not the biggest fan of Donald Trump, but if I saw him in a room, I'd be like, wait, what? That's kind of crazy. Like, it's just cool to see famous people because I'm just, you know, I'm a fan like that. Anyways, I did forget about this particular moment. I cannot believe that I haven't talked about this on the podcast before. And this is honestly one of the main reasons that I needed to bring this Throwback Thursday onto you guys on a Friday, Flashback Friday. This is when. So this is the last day of the Coachella. Honestly, this is like the one memory I really have from that weekend. That weekend was just a whirlwind. We were also 100% sober the entire weekend because I wasn't 21 yet. So there was nowhere for us to drink. Also, that was before I even really started to drink. This was like way before I even moved to LA. And I was just not in my drinking era. And I wasn't old enough to drink and I didn't have a fake ID or anything. So we were 100% sober the entire weekend. And we were obsessed with the 1975. The 1975 and Calvin Harris. This is like Calvin Harris's prime. And also Sia. Sia also performed. And they were all performing at the main stage. And so we just decided, we were like, Saturday, we don't care about anyone else. We want to be front row. So we you know, started at Sia. And then we kind of were, or I think maybe it started at 1975. And then Sia was next. And then Calvin Harris. And we just like inched our way forward. We stayed at that stage all day. When I tell you, we didn't leave to pee. We didn't get water. We didn't eat. Talk about malnutrition, dehydration, sleep deprivation, heat exhaustion. We had it all. We stayed at that main stage all day until Calvin Harris comes on. Where are we? At the barricade. When I tell you, I'm the front of the bus. I am at the barricade. I am the first person. It is me, a fence, and the stage. Calvin Harris, 2016. When I tell you, I felt so breast. I definitely wasn't breast. I was like 70 pounds. I mean, let's be real. There were no titties happening. I was feeling blessed. I'm so sorry. The coffee is getting to me. I was feeling so blessed. And it was, I think at this point, Billy had maybe fallen back. She didn't care to be up there. She found another friend. It was me, Maddie, Macy, me and the twins. And we had saw 1975, had the ball of time, saw Sia, insane set, amazing. Then Calvin Harris. Dating Taylor Swift, Bleach Cello. And we're at the front of the barricade. And to get to the VIP area, back in the day, or like during that, to get to the artist pass area, she, I don't know if it's still like this, but like she had to walk past us either at the start or at the end. I can't remember. I think it might've been at the start. Yes, I've high-fived Taylor Swift. And did I let her hand go? No. I'm a fraud. She came by the front of the barricade and literally stopped at, well, like she like wasn't touching anyone and then came up to me and the twins and literally like gave us high fives, like ran her hands through us. I gave her a high five and guess what? I didn't let go. I held her hand. It was so embarrassing. Oh my God. So yeah, I've touched Taylor Swift during Bleach Cella and I don't know what part of self-help, form of my brain, what area in my brain really hid that memory from me and how that has never come up, because that's kind of up there with Beyonce party in Paris. Like that's just kind of a thing that like not many of you can say. I don't know if any of you guys can say you've held Taylor Swift's hand. And the fact that I'm coming up on here week after week, time after time, slandering this girl and then given the opportunity, I won't let go. Given the opportunity, she gives me a high five. Guess what, bitch? You're coming home with me. I'm not letting go. So I understand the absolute hypocrisy and the, you know, yeah, hypocrisy. That's the right word. I understand how you guys might be confused. I also am, because I just locked that away. I put that in a box and I put it at the top of the closet. I locked it. I have not thought about that. And guess what? I have it on video. I have it on video now. I can't find the video, but I know there is a video out there of this moment and I am making it my life's mission to find it. Now, I do think it might be on my friend Macy's laptop computer, which come to find out is in a storage unit in Newport, California. She lives in Texas. So, you know, it might be a while until you see this video, but just don't you worry. I will find it. I have gone through my 20 hard drives that have 4 terabytes each over the last 3 days trying to find it. And coincidentally, I have 20 hard drives and they're numbered. On the 7th hard drive, the last photo that I have is from like 2 days before Coachella started in 2016. And then the 8th hard drive that I have, the first photo that starts is like 3 weeks after Coachella 2016. So I don't know. Taylor Swift is a powerful person, and I'm not saying that she hacked into my hard drives, but I am saying it is weird that the 1 3-week period that I do not have documented onto my hard drives that I've literally meticulously organized for the last 20 years, that 3-week period is missing. It is a little weird. I won't lie. It's a little weird. And I will be contacting my lawyers immediately to contact her team. But I'm hoping that my friend has it on her old laptop, because if not, it's just living in my memory. It's just living in my memory, and you're going to have to take my word for it. And I promise you, I swear to God, I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. But that's kind of everything, if you ask me. She was also with Gigi Hadid, because that's when, you know, oh my God, the Taylor Swift squad was at its prime at this point in life. I don't know who else. I think maybe the Haim sisters were with her, but I didn't really even know who they were at this point. I don't even know. She probably was with a ton of other people, but yeah, I touched Bleach. What do they call it? Bleach Cella? Is that what they call her during that era? Yeah, I touched Taylor Swift when she had bleach blonde hair and she was dating Calvin Harris and he headlined the festival. And I was literally the front barricade. So when they flash, you know, they have those cameras and they flash to people in the crowd. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, me and the twins were on the big screen during the main stage at the headliner at Coachella. And to start such a magical relationship with something like Coachella off like that, Can you guys blame me for being so addicted to that rush? Can you guys blame me for, you know, making this a yearly occurrence? Can ya? That's kind of my main memory from my first time at Coachella, because I mean, 2016, 8 years ago. Was that 8 years ago? Wait, whoa. Wait. Yeah, 8 years ago. That's a pretty good memory. It's a pretty good first memory to have. My outfits at this time, guess what? Ahead of their time. Sorry, I said it. I think I'm kind of always ahead of my time, not to be braggy, but now the only thing that they weren't ahead of their time, and I'll if you guys missed this, I'll post the recap again on my Ty Rants Pod Instagram story for you haters who don't follow me on the Ty French page and didn't see the stories the first time, last or earlier on this week. The only thing about the outfits the first time that I went to Coachella, I did do a cardinal sin that I'm looking back on, and I really would just like to sit down with myself in 2016 and ask who, what, when, where, why did I think that this was acceptable? I wore the same pair of pants 2 days in a row. And it's not like it wasn't obvious. Like, they're very recognizable pants. I think I added a few holes in the second day, thinking that people would think they were a new pair of pants, but you could tell. Now, mama, I felt so skinny. I was literally like 70 pounds, just living my best life. Wow. I was just a little baby, a little infant. But honestly, we kind of ate that, because people are still rolling up to Coachella and they're not pulling off these looks. Guess what? That was eight years ago. The second year I went to Coachella. The year's 2017. It's the next year. And I didn't have a ticket. I wasn't planning on going to the festival. Maddie, one of the twins, and I went to Palm Springs just for shits and giggles. One of our friends had a house that, like, they let us stay there. We were with Maddie's family, and we didn't have wristbands. We were like, we're just going to go with the flow. If it happens, it happens. Now, this was the year that Beyonce was supposed to headline, and then she got pregnant with the twins, and guess who filled in for her? Lady Gaga. I'm going to be sick. Why? Tell me why. Since the first time I went to Coachella, eight years ago, the 1 year I didn't go was Lady fucking Gaga. And I'm her biggest fan. I can't even take myself back into that year to understand, like, why I didn't just buy a ticket. It was 2017. I think I was making pretty good money. I was already going to Palm Springs. I had a free house I was staying in. Why? I don't know. And it's not even like I wasn't a fan of Gaga at that time. Art Pop was my senior year of high school. Like, that was my life. That was my gay awakening. I think it was like a self-help mechanism. Like, I wasn't ready. I wasn't that gay yet. Like, I wasn't ready to fully embrace that experience. But to this day, it's one of the biggest regrets of my life. I'll never forgive myself. I will never forgive myself for missing Lady Gaga headlining at Coachella. Especially because the only other time I got to see her was in concert, and it sucked ass because I saw it behind a net and I was alone because all my friends ditched me. If you guys want to hear that story, go find it in a podcast episode. It was a long time ago. I don't even know when, but I'm not bitter. I'm moving on. Anyways, 2017. Let me set the scene. We're going to the festival, or we're going to Palm Springs, hoping we find a ticket. Yada, yada, yada. I got fresh veneers in. Now, anyone that has veneers or has been curious about veneers or who is on veneer talk might be aware that when you get veneers, they shave off all your teeth, pretty much. I have veneers on the top front six of my teeth. And so they shaved all my teeth off, pretty much. There's nubs. I mean, it's shark bait, in there. And I've never seen them because my dentist wouldn't let me look. He said it would freak me out. And I've never seen, but I know that it's scary under there. I'm well aware. And when they make your teeth, in order for the porcelain veneers to stick perfectly onto your nubs that they just shaved off, they have to take a mold, and then they have to actually go make the teeth. So that takes time. So for about a 2-week period, you have a set of temporary veneers on. And I'm talking temporary. Like, you're not allowed to eat solid food. I literally ate pudding and soup for like 2 weeks straight. It was amazing. Because you can't eat anything solid because your teeth are basically glued on with like not a very strong adhesive because they have to be able to take them off when they put your real veneers on. And they're all one piece. So if one of the tooth falls out, you're not going to have top front six teeth. So let me, now that you know that bit of information, I've got temporary veneers on. We go out to the desert and Maddie's little sister, Jacqueline, and her boyfriend at the time found two Coachella tickets. But there was five of us. So we were like, you guys just go. And they were like, no, come. We're going to sneak you in. We're going to make it work. We're going to make it happen. We're going to, you know, try and find people that are selling tickets outside, whatever. We get there. My outfit was nothing. It was an Urban Outfitters tee that I cut the freaking sleeves off because I didn't think I was going to Coachella. So this year was not about the looks. And apparently it wasn't about seeing the entertainment because I skipped Lady Gaga. Anyways, I think we went for like Kendrick Lamar, like boohoo. It wasn't about the headliner. It was about the vibe. You know, we were sneaking in. It was amazing. So we sent two people in. One of them took the wristband off of the other one, went back out, said they forgot something in their car, grabbed another person, went back in, did the same thing. We did this five times until we all get in. We're cheering, we're dancing, we're pumped, we're thinking we just rigged the system. You guys, I don't know if you know this about me, I hate breaking the rules. I hate trespassing, I hate breaking the rules, I hate it, like, I mean, except for like texting and driving, like, hello. I'm talking like, if something says no trespassing or, you know, cutting a line or like a fake ID, hate. And so I was already anxious because, you know, we rigged the system. You have to kind of show your wristband at a few other points in the festival. So like, I was really worried. I was staying away from security. I was nervous. I should have like worn other bracelets, but I don't know what I was thinking. Anyways, so we get in and we're just thinking, wow, how blessed are we to get into Coachella for free? We're starving. Let's go eat. And so we went and got burgers. Did you guys forget what I just told you about temporary veneers and how you're not supposed to eat solid food, let alone bite teeth first into a burger? Well, I was too excited and I forgot about that. So I went fist in the mouth, crunched down on a burger, and all I hear is, Mama, my front six teeth almost fell out. My top front six teeth almost fell out in one piece. I heard a crack. I felt a little movement. There's two things that I'm paranoid over. One, breaking the rules. Two, my fucking teeth falling out. So let's just say this year at Coachella was a bust for me. It wasn't fun. That happened in the first 10 minutes of the festival. I was so paranoid the entire night. I didn't even have fun. I was sober. I wasn't drinking because we didn't have wristbands. So we couldn't get in the beer gardens. And my teeth almost fell out. And so when we're dancing at Kendrick Lamar, you know, people are raging, moshing, hands are up, elbows are flying everywhere. I'm not even kidding you. I've got a right hand, a left hand over the mouth, protecting the teeth, making sure they stay in. Thinking, okay, if they fall out, I'm going to have to go to the medical tent. I'm going to have to either go to a concession stand, buy some gum, stick them back in. I don't know. I'm like so paranoid. I'm so scared the entire time that it really honestly wasn't that much fun of an experience. I don't even remember who I saw this year because we saw Kendrick Lamar, I'm pretty sure. But I was, by this point, I was so paranoid. I was not having any fun. But the fact that I didn't see Lady Gaga this year, I'm telling you, it will haunt me. It will haunt me for the rest of my life. The next year is 2018, and this is where shit starts getting good. This is when, you know, it became Tequila. I'm having a stroke again. Tequila. This is when I was making good money. I had no cares in the world. I had entered my party era. I started drinking and, you know, I finally, you know, really accepted myself in the gay world. This was the year that I went to my first gay pride. I was going to gay bars. I was really just fully embracing myself. And I was making enough money that I could, you know, really invest in some good looks. And long hair tied was out of the cage. I'd been growing my hair out for a few years and I had hair. This is the Caitlyn Jenner hair era. But just at Coachella is when it looked good. That's when I should have kept it, because at Coachella, I don't remember if I had a blowout or not, but it was in the desert. So it was like dirty and messy and it was kind of beachy. And like, that's when it looked good. That was one of the few times that I didn't feel like I looked like a Mormon mom blogger in Utah, or a 80-year-old transgender woman known as Caitlyn Jenner. It was when I just looked like a beachy surfer boy. It's when I looked like a Venice bitch. It's when I looked like the girlfriend, the gay surfer. And I was just loving my life. I was loving my life. And this is the year. This is the year that my life changed forever, because the headliner was Beyonce. Fuck Ty Cheller. This was Bay-Chella. This is what entered me into the Beyonce stand-up. Was this moment. Obviously, everyone knows who Beyonce is. I listened, I knew all of her hits, like Crazy in Love, Single Ladies. I knew all the hits. I never like played her music until I saw her perform headlining at Coachella. And I'm not kidding. This is when I met Jesus Christ. Like, talk about meeting Jesus Christ. I scream out as she entered, and I do have it on video and I will post it, that this was the second coming. And I meant that. I meant that with my whole chest. It will go down as one of the most iconic performances of our generation. And I'm actually not even kidding. If you guys have never seen it, I've told you guys to do it, but you guys have to do it. Watch Homecoming on Netflix. It is the whole documentary and the whole performance of her Beyonce, or of the headlining experience. If you guys want to know the absolute euphoria that it was like to be in that crowd, you guys have got to watch it. It is truly mind-blowing. And I'm so freaking blessed and happy that she recorded that all, and she did a Netflix documentary, and that I have that in my brain forever, because I don't have to now just have you guys rely on my memories alone and just trust me, because you guys get to see it for yourself. And it is just as amazing as I remember it. It wasn't like I watched it and I was like, oh, it was better in the crowd, or, you know, when I was drunk or whatever. No, it is literally one of the most iconic things that I've ever seen. And yeah, I was in SoulCycle with her 2 weeks before. So it was kind of, you know, iconic. And wow. You guys already heard about that on Wednesday's rant, though, so I'm not going to go back into that. But also, The Weeknd headlined. You guys know I would literally suck him dry in about 2 seconds. I would do anything for that man. I would jump in front of a bus. I would jump out of an airplane. I would let him absolutely run me over with his car. I would let him spit in my face. I would let him do anything to me. I love him. I love The Weeknd. Abel, I love you. I love The Idol. I love your music. Gasoline is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my entire life. If you guys have never heard of Gasoline by The Weeknd, I'm going to implore you to shut the fuck up and turn it on immediately. Let me give you a taste. This is the best song I've ever heard in my entire life. I don't even care if I get demonetized. I don't know if someone sues me for copyright infringement, but I'm sorry. This is the best song I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh. Yeah. Come on, let's go. Yeah, I don't care. We're listening to like the whole thing. Oh, here we go. Sing along. It's 5 a.m. my time again. I'm soaking up the moon. Can't sleep. Come on, 80s. It's 5 a.m. my time again. I'm calling and you know it's me. I'm pushing myself further. I'm just trying to feel my heartbeat beat. Okay, you guys got to hear when he goes up. I'll promise I'll pause in a second, but you guys got to listen to this. It's so good. Okay, what? Wait, it's coming up. Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. No, oh my gosh. This is so annoying. I'm sorry, but you guys have to listen to this part. It's so good. Wait.
In pain.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Oh. Here we go.
Love it when you watch me sleep.
Oh.
You spin me around so I can breathe. It's only safe for you and me. I know
you won't let me out. And if I finally die in peace. Talk about me and Jay's fast. I love him so much. Yeah, he headlined, and that was kind of iconic. And also, he headlined last year with the Swedish House Mafia. So yeah, I don't know. I love him, and we're basically best friends now. And also Eminem. Eminem had headlined that weekend. And Eminem is just one of those artists that it's like, yeah, you're going to go see him. Like, I can't say I know too many of his songs and I'm like that big of a fan, but like, come on, Slim Shady. That's just like an artist that like, duh, you're going to go see. Even if you, it's like No Doubt is playing this year. It's like, I don't know all their songs, but like, they're so iconic. I'm going to go. And let's just say this was the first time that I partied. We'll put it that way. This was the first time that I really partied at Coachella. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, if you know what I'm saying. Let me tell you, I ended up in a trash can headbanging to Eminem at the main stage. I was raging at this festival. It was honestly the best weekend of my life. I feel like this weekend changed the way that I consume music. It really did. I'm not just saying that. I'm not trying to be dramatic or like, you know, make it deeper than it is. But like, literally, I'm not kidding. Like, this experience and this weekend, and you know, maybe the partying had something to do with it, but like, it really changed the way that like I absorb music. It's the way that I experience it, the way that I see it, the way that I see like live performances. It's just from like someone performing a song to like really having it be a story and an experience. And this was the first year that I really came into my own. I had attended my first Pride in LA. I had, you know, started to make some friends here. This was my first year that I went to with to Coachella with like Tezza. And it was just the best. It literally was the best. And obviously I had a good first experience at Coachella with, you know, Taylor Swift. But this was, I feel like, my first, it really felt like the festival experience because I don't know. It's just with like a bigger crew. I was drinking, and not saying you have to drink to have fun, but like, I don't know. It's just a different experience. It was different than the first year, or I mean, definitely different than the year of my teeth falling out. But I was just in a different stage of life, and I was really coming into my own, and I was really finding myself. And this weekend was like honestly a huge catalyst of doing that. Also, oh my God. Okay. This video I just pulled up. You guys, I'm not kidding. You guys have to hear the Beyonce video of me yelling that this is the second coming, because I wasn't kidding. Oh my God. Dun, 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 dun. This is the most iconic thing. The fact that I saw this in person will be the best thing that ever happened to me for the rest of my life. Dun, dun. Nobody will ever top this Coachella headliner. And I meant that. I said that with my chest, and I meant it. Woo! That was the year that I went with Revolve, and I went with this influencer named Bridget, and we were working like the whole rest of the time. Like, I was shooting her and stuff, and like, we were going to events, and we went to Revolve Festival. And so that year, I literally, I'm not kidding, I only saw the headliners. So I mean, if you're only going to see the headliners, then the headliners are literally Eminem, The Weeknd, and Beyonce. Like, calm down. You're good. That's all you need to see. And I went for free because I went with Revolve. The next year was 2019. Woo! Okay, this year was so fun, so messy, so all over the place. Iconic, amazing, show-stopping, sad. There was a lot. There was a lot happening this year. So this year, I didn't really have like a big group that I was going with. Like, I went with a group, but we were kind of all over the place. I went with my best friend, Mary, and our friend, Jordan Keith, who's an amazing photographer. Maybe you guys know him. And Tessa's cousin, Amanda, who at the time was dating Tucker from Sophie Tucker. We all stayed in a house, like such a random group. But like, we were also going with Tezza and Cole, but they were going with a brand. So they had to stay in a different hotel. And I think some of my other friends were going, but they were staying in a house together. So it was like, I went with a group, but like, we were all kind of all over the place. Also, you know, I was in an interesting place in my life with a relationship. I guess I'll put it that way. I had dated the guy, and we broke up, in like February, and I was so depressed, so beyond heartbroken. Like, I need to do a whole episode just on heartbreak because I've got things to say. I've got a lot of opinions, and I've been wanting to talk about that ever since I've started the podcast. But you guys know I like to keep things light here most of the time, but that was like honestly probably the darkest period of my entire life. And at this point in Coachella, like, we broke up in February, Coachella's in April. We, you know, we're kind of like off and on. We never fully got back together, but like it was just a shit show. It was a mess. Like, we'd run into each other at the bars, then we'd hook up because we'd be drunk and we'd go home together. And like, we ran into each other at Coachella and we hooked up. And then it's like, I didn't stay at the house. I stayed at his house, but, and then it was just weird. It was just a weird situation. And that kind of made the whole weekend a little bit messy, if you will. And I definitely was, you know, partying to, you know, there's one thing when you're partying to just have fun and you're having a ball of time. You're with your friends, you're living your life, you're young, you're whatever. And then there's another thing when you're partying to, you know, search for happiness. You're trying to cover up an emotion. You're trying to run away from your problems. And that's where partying gets a little bit messy, if I do say so myself. And that's what this year encapsulated. It was a shit show. It really was. However, I will say, this was the first year that I started doing brand partnerships at Coachella, and I probably made half of my yearly salary at Coachella this year for the entire year. It was crazy. It was like the prime influencer era, like the prime Thai French presets era, and I mean, you can tell by my edited photos, they were looking crazy. I look so orange looking back on it. It's nuts, but it was funny because I did a brand partnership with Amazon. Amazon had like Amazon lockers on the Coachella grounds. And basically it was like, you could order stuff from Amazon. It was actually amazing. You could order stuff from Amazon and then it would be in the locker the next day. And I didn't really need anything, but for the partnership, they gave me like a budget of like it was like $300 that I could spend on Amazon for having to send to the locker. And so I just ordered like $300 worth of disposable cameras. And just not really thinking about what I would do with 70 disposable cameras once I got them. Like, I'm not going to carry those around or even use all of those. Oh my gosh, it's going to be literally $1,000 to get the film developed. So I'm not kidding. I was old Saint Nick. I was like Elf on a Shelf, throwing cameras out into the crowd, going up to people I thought's outfit were cute. And I was like, oh my gosh, here's a camera. Take this. Let me take a photo of you guys. Boom, boom, boom. I was throwing them. I was tossing them. I was taking them. Everyone in our crew had two cameras. Like, we had so much film from this weekend because each one in our crew took two cameras. And so we were all getting photos of each other, because when you're the friend that is always providing the camera and you always have it, it's like, you're always getting the photos of everyone else and no one's taking them of you, or you have to tell people to take the photo of you. And then it's just like, not like as in the moment as you want it to be. And this year I have the most amazing fun film photos because we all had so many film cameras and everyone had one. So it was, we were all just so excited to be taking them of each other. And it really was like, honestly, like Coachella tip 101, everyone have a disposable camera. All of your friends need to have one, and you guys all need to be responsible for taking candids of your friends, because then you don't have to worry about like, oh, I'm taking photos of everyone else and no one's taking a photo of me. Anyways, it really did. It was like one of the highlights of my trip. It was so funny. And then we ended up at this random stage like during the day, and we didn't know who it was, and it was kind of a slower artist, and it was like kind of country vibes, and we did not care that it was slow. We did not care that it was country. Mosh pit. Dance circle. We started hooting and hollering in a circle. We got all these random strangers involved. Literally, I'm not kidding, we were raging, having a full-on mosh pit at this like slow kind of country set. And it was like, I just remember like looking at Tezza. We were like looking at each other and we were like going around so fast in the circle, just like crying, laughing. It was so insane. It was such a fun experience. And that was the first year that I had ever seen Lizzo. It was really the year that I discovered Lizzo. Like, I had heard her, I can't even remember what her first single was, but like, it was really the first time that I'd like really discovered her. And we ended up at her stage, and it was one of the most amazing sets. I don't know if she's canceled these days. She keeps saying that it's lies, but then she tried to get the lawsuit thrown out and the judge dismissed it, like said that it's going forward. So like, there's got to be actual evidence from the victims that are claiming that, you know, she whatever. Anyways, that's besides the point. And then, like I said, we were with Tez's cousin, who at the time was dating Tucker from Sophie and Tucker, and they were playing, which was just so electric to not only be at Sophie Tucker. They're amazing. You guys know, if you guys listen to the Coachella recap from last year, they're one of my favorite sets, and I've stayed friends with them. They're so nice, and they continue to invite me to all their events and stuff. And this was the first time we saw them perform, and being in the crowd watching them perform while being with his girlfriend at the time, it was so electric. We were all so pumped and just raging, which like we already would be doing if just whatever, because they're so fun. But like being with his girlfriend, like in the crowd, like it was just this energy that like I cannot even explain to you. If I could bottle that energy up and sell it, I would be a billionaire. I would be next to Taylor Swift on the billionaires list. It was literally insane. I loved my outfits this year. This was the year that, if you guys have been following me for a while, and you guys know about the Coachella shipping debacle, this is that year. This is that year. And now that you guys maybe have some context and you know that not only was I dealing with a shipping debacle and none of my outfits coming in time and me having to reorder them four times and me ended up spending literally 15 grand and then them still not coming on time. And then when they did come on time, they didn't fit me. And then I ended up having to just get clothes at the Palm Springs outlets on my way to Coachella. And I didn't even have my looks when I was on my way to Coachella. If you remember that, that was that year. And now that you have context that also while I was dealing with all that, I was the most heartbroken I've ever been in my entire life. Yeah, maybe it'll give me a little grace. Maybe it'll give me a little grace. And I was definitely partying to mask stuff. And I ended up, you know, running into my ex at the festival. Then I left with him instead of going back to my place. And that was just, talk about messy. Talk about messy. not my proudest moment, for sure. But you know what? We all make dumb mistakes and dumb decisions when it comes to boys, especially if you're at a music festival. I'm drunk, okay? Leave me alone. Oh my gosh, last thing I'll say about 2019. This was the iconic year that Kacey Musgraves performed, and she said, "When I say ye, you say ha, ye, ha, ha. I didn't say fucking ye." Being there for that moment, honestly, iconic. Oh my God, this was also the year that Zedd played at the main stage. And if you guys know me, clarity and stay the night. Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night? One of the best songs on this planet. I mean, put it in the MoMA, put it up there with Mozart. Like, honestly, there is crack, heroin, cocaine in that song. I don't know what they put on it, but it's amazing. And I cannot even express to you how hard I raged at this song. I need to find the video that Tezza posted. It was so crazy that Zedd posted it on his Instagram. And it's not my proudest moment because I literally look like I'm on, like people message me and they're like, "What drugs are you on?" And I'm like, "I promise you." Well, maybe I was on something. I don't think I was, but I'm not gonna come up here and promise you that I wasn't on anything because I don't know. I don't remember. But let me just tell you. At that moment in time when that song came on, there were no cares in the world. Guess what? I said, "This phone, throw it in the crowd. Don't care about it anymore. Don't want it. Don't want it. My whole bag, take it. Someone steal it. I don't care. My shoes, my belongings, my shirt, everyone take it. I don't care because I just need to be under the sun, naked, dancing to the song. I've never raged so hard in my entire life. I've never danced so hard in my entire life. I couldn't even move my body fast enough to do what it needed to do. And I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you, I threw my phone on the ground, threw it to the side. If you guys have ever been to a music festival, you know that they are just, you know, there are vultures out there waiting for you to look away and they will steal your phone out of your purse. I threw it on the ground and I danced for 2 minutes long. I didn't even care where it went. And I still, you know, God was looking out for me. Jesus himself, I told you I was meeting him. He was looking out for me. He was looking out for the phone and I raged so hard and Zedd ended up posting it on his Instagram story. And that was just, it was a 10 out of 10 experience for me. It really was. It's a kind of an embarrassing video, but I will find it. I will find it from Tezza and I will post it on my Tyrant's Pod Instagram story. Oh my God, wait, fuck. The last thing I have to say about 2019. 2019 was just a year of, it was crazy. So the last day I wore this like wide brim hat situation, not like a cowboy hat, but like a wide brim situation. And it was expensive. It was like, you know, maybe $300, but a brand sent it to me. I didn't pay for it. And it's like sunset hour, last day at Coachella. Some guy runs up to me and is like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with your hat. I love it so much. Please let me buy it off of you. I will give you whatever you want. I was like, buy it off of me? Sir, I got this hat for free, but I ain't telling your ass that. I'm giving you market value, mama. It's brand new. Cough up $300 to my Venmo immediately and I'll give it to you. I kind of thought he was going to be like, oh, I didn't think it was that expensive. Tell me why that bitch Venmo'd me $300 on the spot. I said, score. That paid for my Coachella ticket. There you go. There's the hat that I didn't pay for. But then I was like, wait, I look so ugly. I have hat hair. And I was like so drunk. I mean, obviously. And I was feeling a little insecure. And he was like, oh my gosh, don't worry. You can have my hat. Tell me why I wore a black baseball. I don't even, not even a baseball hat. Like a literally like a man's snapback, but like with a flat duck bill. Black hat with big white bold letters on it. I'm just going to give you 5 seconds to guess what the word said on the hat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Flav. The hat said in big white bold letters, Flav. F-L-A-V. Like Flava Flav. So I walk around the rest of the night with a leopard blouse and a black snapback that said Flav on it. But I was $300 richer. I was $300 richer. The best weekend of my life. Okay, that's all we have for 2019. You know what comes after 19? 20. The year is 2020. I don't think we have to go much further into that. Coronavirus! Worldwide pandemic. Lockdown. Lockdown, mama. Worldwide pandemic. No Coachella. Now, I'm embarrassed to say that when we went on lockdown, I was posting Instagram stories saying, oh my gosh, there's no way they're going to cancel Coachella. This is so stupid. Like, there's no way. There's no way. That's going to ruin the economy. Like, what do you mean? They're not going to shut down Coachella. That would be crazy. If only I knew what was about to unfold with society. If only I knew just how bad things would soon become. I look back and I'm like, you fool. You ignorant, selfish little bitch. Not only is Coachella going to be canceled, guess what?
Everything's going to be canceled.
The world's going to shut down. No friends. No clubs. No restaurants. No airplanes. Not leaving your house. Political outrage. When I tell you, I look back at those videos of me posting on my story and I'm like, there's no way. You fucking bitch. Shut up. Shut up. I got humbled real quick. I literally was like Vanessa Hudgens on her Instagram live. And she was like, well, people are going to die. Well, inevitable? That was me. That was me acting like Coachella was still going to happen. It's inevitable. Like, keep it open. Not only was Coachella closed for uno year. Dos. 2 years, mama. 2 years Coachella was canceled. The first year, I understood. The second year, that was a hard blow. That was a really hard blow because I really thought that the first thing that was going to be open to the public after a year of lockdown, after a year of hell, was going to be Coachella because it's all outside and it had been a year. No, 2 years. 2 years, mama. 2 years, mama. 2 years, like a Mormon mission. 2 years, mama. No Coachella. Those were the two hardest years of my life. Those were the two hardest years of my life. And I realized that they were a lot harder for other people. And I'm really sounding insensitive because there was a worldwide pandemic. And obviously that's a bigger issue. Let me just joke. It was really hard. It was really hard for me not to go to Coachella. But once again, that's a joke. Everyone shut up. I know there were more serious pressing matters. And they're obviously for the health of people and the health of the pandemic and the citizens across these United States. I understand why we didn't have that. So shut up. Let me just reminisce. I will say the second year without Coachella was Tezza's 30th birthday. And it actually ended up working fine because this is when, like, you know, things were opening up. You could travel, but it was like kind of up to you. Some people thought it was still inappropriate. Some people thought it was fine, but big events weren't happening. So for Tezza's 30th birthday, she rented out like this like villa in Tulum, Mexico. Woo! Let me tell you, if you're going to cancel Coachella and take my ass to Tulum, cancel it every year. Cancel it every year. I'm over it. This place in Tulum was so stunning. It was so gorgeous. It was such a fun trip celebrating my gal's 30th birthday. It was so beautiful. It was so amazing. And it was like her birthday is pretty much the same weekend as Coachella every year. And so it was perfect. It was perfect. I wasn't sad about Coachella not happening because I was in Tulum at a private villa. Stunning with all my best friends. Like, you can't complain about that. So then 2022 comes. First year back to Coachella after 2 years of a worldwide pandemic lockdown situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ariana Grande, if you would like me to be on a remix, just let me know because it's hard to find boys who can hit that whistle tone. I know it is, but guess what? I'm just blessed. I'm blessed. I'm grateful. So if you need me on a remix, yes. And saying that shit with your chest. And I'm going to stop now. Anyways, this year I went with a new crew. This was the first year I went with Nick Mackey, my friend Nick Mackey. Love you. But we went with a group of gays. And this was my first time really going with like a group of gays. Obviously, I had like gay friends that I ran into, like, and like I kind of went with, but this is the first time I'm staying in a house. But I really only knew some of them. I only knew half. And it really ended up just being me and Nick Mackey the whole trip, honestly. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. It was so much fun. I'm trying to think who even headlined this year. It was, wait. Oh my God, my memory is so bad. 2022 Coachella lineup. Oh my God, Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and... Well, it was supposed to be Kanye West, but who filled in? Oh, that was Swedish House Mafia on the weekend. I thought that was last year.
It's time to go to bed, Grandpa.
All the years are blurring together. It obviously wasn't Kanye West. It was The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia and Billie Eilish, Harry Styles. I'm going to be so real with you guys right now. You guys know I love Harry Styles. I did not see Harry Styles at Coachella. Here's the issue with Coachella headliners when they're a little bit slow, like Harry Styles. By that hour of night, when it gets to, you know, 10, 11 p.m., and you've been drinking since noon, I don't want to listen to Watermelon Sugar High, Watermelon Sugar High. I want to fucking rage. I want that's what I want. I want to throw my head so hard that I'm going to need a neck brace tomorrow. I want to whip my hair back and forth. Whip my hair. I want to whip my hair so bad that I'm going to get whiplash. I don't want to listen to Just Stop Your Crying at the Side of the Time. You got to get away. That's not what I want. That's not what I want. And if I'm keeping it real, I don't even know if I saw Billie Eilish. Did I? I feel like I had to have, but I really don't recall that. Where else would I have been? No, I think I did see her. I don't know. That year was a blur. And the biggest takeaway, two big takeaways. Nick Mackey and I went to this after party one day, on the second day, I believe, called Rhonda. And it was at an airport hangar. And SG Lewis was DJing. Oh my gosh, sorry, I got to catch my breath. The potatoes, they're coming back up. And he played this song. And when I tell you, I was maybe a little turnt. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to say what I was turnt on, but I was turnt, for sure. And I had the most euphoric experience of my life. And honestly, every time I hear the song, I still get the chills. This song came on. It's called It Feels So Good by Sonique. It was the first time I've ever heard it. Oh my God, I have chills. Chills.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe I just totally wanna find. It's not the way you walk. It ain't the way you talk. It ain't the way you talk. It ain't the way you talk. That keeps me satisfied.
Here we go.
And that's what takes me high. Your love, it keeps me alive.
That photo of Carrie from Sex and the City twirling at a club, that was me. The only word I can use to describe that moment and the way that that song makes me feel now is euphoria. Like, it is pure. It is like heroin in a song. That song comes on and I just want to start shooting things into my veins. It is, I don't know what it is about it. And it's probably that moment that was just encapsulated. There was like a disco ball that was like a naked cowboy with a cowboy hat. And we were in this airport hangar. This like private jet was out by us. And like SG Lewis was, and it was just Nick Bagg and I have no words. It was one of the most magical things that I've ever experienced. And it was so simple too. It's not like it was this like amazing, cool thing. I mean, it was, but like, I don't know what it was. It just stuck with me. And that was like one of my favorite things. And oh my God, Kim Petras, my girlie, she played. And this was right after Slut Pop. Slut Pop. It was the most amazing set I've ever seen in my entire life. And if you guys don't know Kim Petras Slut Pop, I highly encourage you guys to listen to it. Kim Petras is one of my favorite artists ever. Leif, JC's husband, actually showed me her forever ago. But Slut Pop is kind of like a cheeky, cheap pop little EP that she released. And let me just read you some of the lyrics from these songs that she has. And I would just like you to picture me in a black cowboy hat, black gloves, black t-shirt, black shorts, and black sneakers while listening to this at Coachella. Treat me like a slut, little dirty bitch I love to fuck. Treat me like a slut, little dirty bitch I love to fuck. That's from her song, Treat Me Like a Slut. The next one, Throat Goat. The lyrics are, love it big or small, make it hit the wall, I'm the throat goat. I just sucked my ex, no gag reflex, I just had to flex, I'm throat goat. There also is XXX, I'll make it XXXXXXXXXXXX. Beat it up. Don't be scared, boy, eat it up. Say you got a girl like I give a fuck. If you want to come, level up. Licky up. Legs in the air. It's a stick 'em up. And then, of course, we have Slut Pop the song. This is Slut Pop. Whip your dick out. Turn your bitch out. Out, 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 out. This is Slut Pop. Get your tits out. Do it right now. Now, some could compare that to Shakespeare. Some could compare that to the Bible. That's my Bible, honestly. When I tell you, this is the last day at Coachella. It's sunset. I'm fucked up. I'm so drunk. So dehydrated. Dehydration, malnutrition, heat exhaustion, sleep deprivation, alcoholism, drug addiction. Like, I am just at my wit's end. And I'm wearing a black cowboy hat that is like Isana on my head. And black long gloves like Kim Kardashian does with a t-shirt and black shorts. That wasn't helping the heat exhaustion, let me tell you that much. By the end of the evening, I couldn't even enjoy. You guys know I love The Weeknd. Thank God I've seen him at Coachella before. But by the time The Weeknd came, I almost met Jesus Christ. And I'm being so for real right now. Almost went upstairs. Ding. Straight up. Take me back home. Up or down at this point. I just need to sit down. Sit down. Whether that's in heaven or hell. But I would need to be vertical. No, I need to be horizontal. That's what I need. I was in hell. And we were staying in Palm Springs. This honestly is the reason I started camping. We were staying in Palm Springs, which is like an hour away. And you have to get on a shuttle. And just getting out, we stayed till the very end. It took us about an hour to get to the shuttle line. The sea of people was miserable. Then it took us about an hour and a half in the shuttle line before we got on the shuttle for an hour. I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you. I'm on my hands and knees. Water. I was like the Fremen in Dune, a slave to the water.
Water.
I would have literally licked up my own sweat. I would have peed in a cup and drank it if I even had enough water in my system to pee. I was begging strangers next to me for water. Nick Mackey had to jump over the fence and run to a medic and ask for a water. And he came back with someone who volunteered me their water. I am not even kidding you. There was 3 drops of saliva in that water. And that is what I gobbled up. Literally like the Fremen, juicing out someone else's sweat. It did help me. About 2 hours into the line, the medic finally started handing out water, and that did save me. Then we finally get on the bus, and we had an hour ride back. Yeah, that was probably one of the darkest times of my life. Mentally, physically, emotionally, I was ready to go. I was actually ready to meet Jesus at that point. I was ready to throw in the towel. I had seen enough. I had experienced enough. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm too old for this shit. I can't be doing Coachella anymore. And that's why I learned the next year. You gotta camp because that cuts all of that shit out of it. All that shit out of it. All the hardships of Coachella, it takes away. And that brings us to 2023, which obviously you guys have already heard about. And if you guys want to recap on Coachella 2023, go listen to my Coachella rant from last year. I'm not going to rehash it all right here. That was the first year of Camp Rat. One of the best Coachellas of my life, dealing with no boy issues, didn't have a big crew to worry about. First year of camping, so I didn't have to worry about the shuttles. Back with Billy, just like old times. Nick Mackey, we were camping. 10 out of 10 experience, 10 out of 10 vibes. Didn't have any ads to shoot. It was just the most beautiful, magical experience. But like I said, if you guys want to listen to that whole recap, you guys can go listen to last year's Coachella episode. I actually want to... Maybe I'll listen to that tomorrow morning because I want to listen to it and reflect and get me excited for Coachella, which is next week. A week from today, I'm going to be in the desert at the festival, living my best life. I'm so freaking excited. I cannot wait. Which, speaking of old podcast episodes, I just have to shout out the Tyrants. I love you guys so much. And I know I say that a lot. And like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, I know Jose texted me today and he's like, I love that you've stopped talking about what you're going to do on the podcast. I'm like, thanks, bitch. I know that me talking about the podcast and the Patreon and whatever and like my struggles with the podcast is annoying, 100%. I'm fully aware and whatever. I'm over it. But I do want to just give a shout out to the OG Tyrants that have been with me from day one, because I went back and I listened to an episode the other day. I can't remember what episode it was. Oh my gosh, it was the Paris Fashion Week episode, because one of the Tyrants DM'd me and they were like, what is the episode that you talk about the Beyonce party? I need to get into it because I missed it. I need to know what you always are referencing. And so I went back and I listened to it, and I had only had the podcast for maybe a month when I recorded that episode. And listening back to it is crazy. Like, it was almost like nails on a chalkboard for me, but also it was so like humbling and like heartwarming to hear how far I've come and just how much more free I've got on the podcast. And I'm so less like structured and like robotic sounding with my voice and nervous. Like, I'm just so, so comfortable on this microphone now. And I really feel like you guys get my humor, and I love that you guys love my jokes. And sometimes I say things that's like a little crass, like even the homeless rant on Wednesday, I was so scared to push that out. I almost like cut it out because I was like, I'm literally gonna get canceled. And you guys all understood that, like, I'm not hating on homeless people, and like, you guys understand what I'm saying, and you guys all thought it was funny, and I just love that. We've come so far since the beginning of Tyrants, or back then, the Tyrants podcast, RIP, we miss you. And yeah, I just want to give myself a pat on the back for really coming into my own. I mean, I learned with every episode and I'm still learning and growing and I can't wait to see where it goes. But I really am just so grateful that you guys pushed through those first few months of the pod and still continue to push through with me and support me and listen and, you know, listen to me rant. And I just feel so blessed because listening to those first few episodes was rough. I feel like I've grown so much. It just sound completely different. So don't use this as an excuse to go back and listen to it because they're not good. They're not good, okay? Yeah, I kind of want to do a new, like, intro to me because I feel like maybe I have newer listeners that I know when you find a new podcast and they have like 200 episodes out, you're like, it's too late for me. I don't want to hop in, but it's never too late. It's never too late to become a tyrant. If you guys like an episode, send it to some friends. Post it on your Instagram story. Like, do whatever. Like, I'm not saying you have to do that every time I have an episode, but if you think one's really good, like, it really does mean a lot for you guys to tell people around you because if you're friends with them, they obviously have a similar sense of humor. And then that means we have a similar sense of humor. And it just really helps me a ton. But anyways, I will let you guys go. Enjoy your Friday. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Make sure you guys leave a rating and review. If you guys are in West Hollywood this weekend, come by the Tezza Gallery. I will be there Saturday and Sunday. You can go to the Tezza Instagram account and all the information is over there. But yeah, come say hi if you're in the West Hollywood area. I would love to show you guys the new features on the Tezza app and yeah, get a coffee, have a ball. We'll take some pics and chat. But anyways, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. And I will talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.